just make, help make people happy. Maybe some people will use some of the equipment here and do a light show on the wall, the awesome wall, the big wall here that's next to us with the school. And that'll be awesome.
That's cool. Again, across the bike path from the ice facility, and the wall is visible from inside of the ice facility where there are federal officers inside, and so anything that is projected on that wall would be visible to the officers inside. And do you have any thoughts on that, Stephanie, as far as hacking being a negative versus a positive thing?
Oh, man. I mean, I've also been surrounded by, like, benevolent white hat hackers, or gray hat at worst. And
white hat is the positive version of hacking, as opposed to black hat.
Yeah, think about it like cowboys. I mean, they have a lot of ways to think, like cowboys, wizards. They use a lot of metaphors for what they do. But yeah, and it's just a scene that took me in when I first moved to Portland. And I've grown a lot from that sort of, and again, it's like the maker hacker community. You're not always breaking into systems to like steal people's data or like DDoS them. You know, people do that. Please don't do that here.
DDoS that is, outside, a denial of service.
Yes, it basically crashes someone's server.
So that'd be the negative version of hacking, not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, we don't want any of that to occur. I mean, you guys can DDoS the DHS, but not from here, please.
So right now, this broadcast is just about ending. We're going to go back to the studio at KBOO. And if people are interested in finding out more about this hackathon and what is going on here at the camp, the hackathon's tomorrow. That's Thursday, July 5th at 5 p.m. And the website is hackice.neocities.org for more information. You can also go to kboo.fm/occupyice. And I just want to end with a quote from a Kat Brooks, a longtime Oakland activist who's currently occupying the San Francisco ICE facility and is running for mayor. And Kat says it's time to abolish ICE and the inhumane and unnecessary system of oppression. Abolishing ICE is a reasonable goal and is, in fact, the goal of this camp here in Portland and the other Occupy ICE encampments that have started up all across the country. Keep tuning in to KBOO. KBOO Portland is your community resource. We are headed back to the studio now, but definitely keep checking our website for updates on what is happening at the Occupy ICE encampment.
Thank you, Jenka, KBOO's own Jenka Soderberg down there. And this, my friends, is why you listen to KBOO and why you should be a member. Go to kboo.fm and let this stuff keep happening. Live reporting from Occupy ICE PDX. Stay tuned next for Air Cascadia.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Keys Beats Bars Community Discussion on Sunday, July 8th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. Keys Beats Bars is a music program for incarcerated youth. This community discussion will be about how music empowerment can bring the community together and to learn about volunteer opportunities and general information about Keys Beats Bars, Morpheus Youth Project, Liberation Literary, and many others. Again, that's the Keys Beats Bars Community Discussion on Sunday, July 8th from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is July 4th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, home of decency, democracy, anarchy, and to the absolute best of our ability, transparency here in Portland. attempting to penetrate the mysteries of ice down at Occupy. There is, as you just heard, no retreat and no surrender camp at this point. And of course, speaking for myself, I would encourage everybody who possibly can to get down there at basically any time, day or night. Bring food, bring supplies, bring yourself, bring your voice, and speak out on behalf of immigrants whose families are scattered to the four winds. It's an unspeakable crime. And the whole world is watching and wondering what Trump is going to do for an encore. Right now it looks like what he's going to do is pull the U.S. out of the WTO. Normally this would be a good, so it sounds like a great idea, except that in this case, Donald Trump has got no idea what the WTO is. He has no idea what a trade agreement would look like. He's only doing it because it makes pay in his amongst his ardent followers, the true believers. So that's why the world has been destabilized at this point, to the breaking point at this point. We just call it that, about the breaking point. We're going to be talking today just to get away from for a moment from the travesties and what awaits us up ahead. Because one thing that definitely awaits us up ahead, whether or not we pull out of the WTO and whatever happens to affirmative action and to Roe v. Wade, all of that is still takes place in the context of climate change. And we should really at this point think of it in terms of the collapse of all life systems on the planet. But it's just that we've become accustomed to the term climate change without really taking into account the breadth and depth of the term. Before we get rolling, Jody, hang on for just a moment, because I do believe in weather. And theoretically, for the weather service, it's sunny with a high of 85, and tonight partly cloudy, lows around 59. Hurtling along through the week, tomorrow highs around 84, and we've been told that we've got a light south wind 5 to 8 miles per hour, but I can tell you it's out where I am, is blowing a goat, and doesn't seem to be ready to stop anytime soon. On Friday, we are supposedly set for that sunny, brainless, empty-eyed blue sky with a high around 77, and nights mid to the 50s. This is a pattern that we can look forward to up to the end of the week. Through the weekend, however, chance of showers. And on that note, speaking with Jody McCaffrey down at Coos Bay, where we're still duking it out over at Jordan Cove, despite the fact that there are no markets. They keep having to switch the direction of the ships. No one's figured out that you can't have a terminal for export, and you can theoretically, but what the ships keep going, okay, we're going to sell it in Asia. No, we're going to bring it back here. No, sell it in Asia. No, so back here. And meanwhile, there are, of course, shareholders who are getting antsy and would like to cash in their ships, because obviously there's a ton of money here in Jordan Cove. So there have been messages from you down there, and we just want to bring people on this particular day of the year up to date on where our Oregon coasts actually stand, since many people are going to be going to the Oregon coasts over the next few days. Jody, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, it's a lot going on, yes.
Oh my gosh, yes. They wait till the holiday season to try to just bombard you with all kinds of stuff, so they think people will be busy and not participating in these critical comment deadlines. We've got a hearing coming up on the July 13th that's a Pacific Connector extension application in Coos County. That's going to be at 1:30 at the Owen Building in Coquille. And then the following Friday is a deadline for comments to the Army Corps and the DEQ for Jordan Cove's clean water permit application. And that's what they call the 404 Army Corps, mm-hmm. and the 401 for DEQ. And that involves, you know, all kinds of things, anything to do with the water, really, including like private and public water sources, if they're going to be negatively impacted. That's a key for a lot of these rural landowners. They depend on their well water. They depend on spring water. And this pipeline, I know, in multiple instances, is going to be negatively affecting them. And they need to comment now. You've got to tell the DEQ, which is the Department of Environmental Quality, and the Army Corps of Engineers, this is, you know, what's going to happen to us if you approve this.
I have a quick question that I know people are curious about. I found that the process for commenting in some cases, and not all, but some, it's a bit complicated. And I just wondered if you could just quickly review how people ought to present their comments. This is it's a more serious sort of a statement, I believe, than just saying, oh, we like to go to the beach, you know, don't destroy the beach. You know, could you just quickly review, when you're talking about the comment deadlines, how the concerned people go about the process of presenting their comment?
Yes, these are very critical comments. You need to be specific. If you go to our website, citizensagainstlng.com, and click under the permit tab, you can find out more information about the regulations and commenting guidelines, such as what they want to know is specific stuff like, is there an alternative to the project that's less environmentally damaging? Will the nation's water be significantly degraded? And this includes the dredge removal and fill for the like the marine slip dock in the Coos Estuary, which is 5.7 million cubic yards of dredge material they're going to be removing.
And it putting where? Where are they going to? What are they going to do with that material?
Well, it's going to be removed and placed in various. That's in their application.
Mm-hmm.
That's because right now it's a habitat area kind of beach. It's not developed. It's a coastal shoreline area, and they want to dig this huge slip dock out so their large LNG tanker ships can dock there. And what 5.7 million cubic yards is equivalent to 26 football fields, 100 feet high of dredge material. That's how much they're removing just to build the slip dock. Now, they also have proposals to widen and dredge along the channel because, of course, these big ships, this is too narrow of a channel to come in here to the Coos Bay. So that's part of this Army Corps commenting process and habitat. You know, there's habitat. We're trying to document habitat that they're not even accounting for mitigation because they think, what Jordan Cove thinks, is that they can go up a Kentuck Inlet, which is upland, and flood a golf course, and that will mitigate all the damage, their entire project, not only in the Coos Estuary, but all 400 water bodies that they're going to negatively impact. And actually, it's 485 waterways and wetland areas that they're going to negatively impact, and they think flooding that golf course will justify and mitigate for all that. Now, if you don't think that to do that, you need to comment and tell Army Corps specifically why that does not mitigate for the damage this pipeline will do.
But it's such a Trumpian, perfect Trumpian solution. Like, we'll flood the golf course. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, maybe that's the golf course at one time. was a wetland, but yes. You know, still.
Is anybody down? Just a final, just to wrap things up. Does anyone down there around Coos Bay actually buy this story that this is going?
Oh,
to?
Oh yes, absolutely. They want to tell you how great that this project will be. Of course, when you start looking, those people probably have some money ties to the project. For instance, we had the Cascade Wildlands had a kayaking thing where people were going out to try to, you know, document habitat that's out there right now, and that was on July 1st. And of course, one of Jordan Cove's people showed up and tried to tell everybody how great their mitigation plan was. Of course, that person owns the Boxcar Hill Campground that Jordan Cove plans on leasing. So you don't, you know,
right?
They have money ties to the project, so of course they think it's great.
There's
so
more money tied up in this thing than I think that anybody has actually. That would be a good ground truthing project, is to actually walk through those fields of money and see how much there really is. Jody, thank you so much for being with us. I so appreciate you joining us for an impromptu summary of what threats we are facing in protecting our coastline. We don't realize how important the ocean is. It determines climate, it determines weather, and that's something that people have a difficult time wrapping their minds around. This has been AKSKD for July 4th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, home of decency, democracy, anarchy, good times. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.